With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The White House says the first round of nuclear talks with Iran were very positive and constructive. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton is traveling with the president and has this report from West Palm Beach, Florida.
During talks this weekend, U.S. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister briefly spoke face-to-face, the first time the two nations have done that since the Obama administration. The White House described the discussions as very positive and constructive and said the sides agreed to meet again next Saturday. President Trump has threatened military action against Iran if a nuclear deal is not reached. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Israel has completed construction of a newly secure border that cuts off the southern city of Rafah from the rest of Gaza. The military says it would soon expand vigorously in most of the small coastal territory. The Israeli statement urges the Palestinians to stand up and remove Hamas and release remaining hostages. Israel has vowed to seize large parts of Gaza to pressure Hamas into releasing remaining hostages. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Donna Water reports on good news for Americans purchasing electronics not made in the United States.
The Trump administration says it's excluding electronics, such as laptops and smartphones, from reciprocal tariffs. Friday's announcement could keep prices down for popular electronics that are made outside the U.S. and would also benefit tech companies like Samsung and Apple. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection says also included in the exemption are machines used to make semiconductors and flat panel monitors. U.S. importers have been bracing for the impact of President Donald Trump's staggering 145% levy on Chinese imports, which include everything from children's toys to coloring books to baby carriages. Donna Water, Washington.
This is SRN News. Sex change operations will no longer be financed by Kentucky taxpayers. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The new law was passed by the state's majority Republican legislature, which had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Andy Beshear to make it stick. Beshear is considered a rising star in the Democratic Party and a potential presidential candidate. But he continues to go all in on the LGBT agenda with a special fondness for transgenderism. Political experts say those positions helped bring about the Democratic defeat in last year's elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge has denied a motion to stop the National Endowment for the Arts from barring funds to the artists whose projects promote gender ideology, saying the agency is no longer doing that. For arts groups sued the NEA last month, seeking a preliminary injunction over what they said were violations of the First Amendment. The requirements were initially added to grant application forms. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. The Texas Senate has approved a proposal to create a Homeland Security Division within the state's Department of Public Safety. Jason Walker has more.
It would focus on immigration enforcement, organized crime, and protecting the state's infrastructure. If passed into law, Senate Bill 36 would make Texas immigration enforcement efforts a permanent part of the state's criminal justice system. Measure now goes to the House. Bill sponsor Tan Parker says the intent is to centralize the Department of Public Safety's functions into one division that will streamline intelligence. Jason Walker reporting.
Tough conditions in China, high winds, and the threat of sandstorms prompting Beijing to cancel hundreds of flights and close public parks to avoid injuries. Elsewhere around the country, flights and train service have also been shut down. Numerous parks, games, and various outdoor events have been put on hold over the weekend. More of these stories online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.